From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. It's the last day of the first month of 2010, January 31st, 2010, on this Sunday edition. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Then I'll be back, obviously, live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, for the full four-hour transmission. Well, I have giant stacks of vital news and information here in front of us today. The bankers are trying a new spin to get international taxation implemented under their control. They failed, of course, with what happened last month in the waning days of 2009 in Copenhagen, calling for global taxes, literally hundreds of taxes, on every facet of human life and activity to be paid to the IMF, World Bank, and UN. That failed. And so now the bankers are doing what they did in 1913. They're saying, we've got a plan to punish the big banks. A global government that will tax all financial transactions. Bernanke is in favor of it. Strauss-Kahn, the head of the IMF, is in favor of it. Bankers in favor of paying global fee. IMF chief urges coordinated financial markets, and the big central banks, they will run it. They will save you. Swiss warn UBS Bank could collapse under this system. The Iceland's president said we're being bullied by big central banks. And Larry Summers, really running the show at the White House, he says, yes, we have a statistical recovery for the rich, but a deepening recession for the people. Wow, I guess broken clocks are right twice a day. He finally said something true in all of his career. Also, gun confiscation going on up in Canada. This is the Toronto Star headline. The cops came and took my gun. That's one of their writers. His single-shot shotgun he had since the 1970s. Can't have that. First they register, then they confiscate. We are, of course, going to get into the top story today. In plain view, as if it's no big deal, DetroitNews.com, the Detroit Free Press, their TV stations, all of them, I have stacks of the articles here, just report calmly, okay, it was a U.S. government agent that was the smart-dressed man that led Umar Farouk Al-Matab, or the underwear bomber, onto the aircraft in Amsterdam after a month plus of lying and saying that no such man existed and saying no one else was pulled off the plane in Detroit, supposedly with a bomb. Now they've admitted that happened as well. Kurt Haskell, the lawyer, and his lawyer wife, they've both on record have been proven right with other witnesses. So this is the naked body scanners. This is the pretext for the entire takeover of our society. New wars being launched in Yemen. And the whole thing is a false flag out in the open, and the underwear bomber has pled not guilty. Obviously part of a drill led onto the aircraft by a U.S. government agent. Mainstream news, but just buried in the Detroit newspapers, buried in the Detroit TV stations, as if it's no big deal. Oh, they let him on to track a terrorist. They wanted to bust him. They wanted to find out who his handlers were, but they let him onto the plane without a passport and lied about it. I told you, ladies and gentlemen, it's always the same MO. But now it's a month and 5-6 days later since the underwear Christmas Day bombing. And so now it's just a minor footnote in history. ABC News is also quietly reporting in the bottom of an article that we got into Friday with Kurt Haskell that, oh, yes, indeed, there was a smart dressed man who helped him get on the plane. Now it comes out, government agent. Those stories are up on Infowars.com. And then we're going to get into states to lead carbon markets as federal plan stalls and how that ties in to the banker takeover of all of society. We'll recap this, get into the top stories straight ahead on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. It is Sunday, the 31st day of January, 2010. 2 hours layout before us. Absolutely jam-packed with vital information. Let me go over again some of the top stories we're going to be breaking down. First off, UN agency calls for global cyber warfare treaty, a driver's license for web users to be able to access the web. This is from the French news agency. I have another story here out of the Raw story. UN agency calls for global cyber warfare treaty, driver's license for web users. They openly announce here what I learned of 8 years ago from open UN meetings they were having, along with Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, and others at Internet 2 symposiums. They are going to incrementally, starting in the next year or so, begin shutting down the old Internet and forcing you onto the new Internet where everything's registered and controlled and tracked and where government decides if you get a website or allowed to post. And that is what the UN said at Davos yesterday. They have... Again, multiple quotes from the UN. He also called for a driver's license for Internet users to register you. If you want to drive a car, you have to have a license to say that you are capable of driving a car. The car has to pass a test to say it's fit to drive and you have insurance. Now notice India is trying this. China's already done this. Australia's implementing. 2 weeks ago, Italy said you've got to register and have a license to be on the web or even be able to send email. That's now being enforced. Chinese-style net censorship is coming to the United States and England and Canada, so we need to be aware of this. That's Andrei Kudelski, chairman of Kudelski Group, said that a new Internet might have to be created, forcing people to have two computers that cannot connect and pass on viruses, one Internet for secure operations, the other for freedom. Yeah, but if you read deeper, they're going to kill the old Internet, and that's what cybersecurity system being set up by Obama is doing. And last year, the head of the cybersecurity board resigned saying, quote, the Pentagon is taking over the Internet. So they're already building the new enslaved Internet, and they're preparing to force the population onto it right now. Also, the banks are saying they want a global tax administered by them, but they're selling it as if it's going to restrict the banks from the type of piratical, corrupt, looting operations we saw in 2008, 2009 with $28 trillion stolen. And I couldn't believe it. I have an MSNBC clip that we'll play later if we have time in the next hour. We posted it up on Infowars.com. and PrisonPlanet.com, where the MSNBC host openly sounds like Alex Jones or Ron Paul, says that the banks have stolen $23.7 trillion. That's a five-month-old number. They're still using old numbers. It's 28-plus trillion. $23.7 trillion. Congress has admitted that, and they quote it. And that the banker bailouts are red herring. The $700 billion was only one part of that banking package. But finally, this is starting to come out, and there's talk of indicting Geithner, and he was told to resign last week in hearings. So the bankers in 1913 said, oh, no, we don't want the Federal Reserve. Oh, no, don't do it. And Congress passed it, giving the private banks total power. And now they're saying, oh, my gosh, we don't want a tax on banks. Oh, my goody, goodness gracious, we don't want it. It's just absolutely terrible. It's just absolutely horrible. What are we going to do? We cannot put up with this. We cannot have it. There is no way with it we can have it. And then meanwhile, they wrote the legislation. And then now they're saying, okay, we'll accept it, giving them total, a handful of private banks, control over all insurance companies, banks, money transfers, global Tobin taxes, total control. That's the type of manipulation that these people engage in on a daily basis. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. There's another story here out of AlterNet. Overall, a pretty favorable, honest article. I was interviewed for it. Jesse Ventura takes the soaring interest in conspiracy theory to TV, and viewers are flocking to it. Talks about the record ratings. Word is the show's going to get picked back up, and I'm going to be an even bigger part of it. I'm very excited, but that's not a done deal yet. But the point is, the article admits conspiracy theory is taking over media. No, it's not. That's a term the establishment uses to demonize any alternative thought other than the orthodoxy of there are WMDs in Iraq, Barack Obama doesn't want your guns, the bankers love you, there's no mercury in the flu shot, which is, they admit there's mercury in it. Again, lies from the government and big corporations are acceptable. Anything that questions them is called a conspiracy theory. What's happening is the establishment is losing control of the minds of the people. So we'll be talking about that as well. But first off, ladies and gentlemen, first off, every few weeks, there's a story that's so big, so important, so huge, so amazing that I don't even feel like I am worthy to even bring you the information. That words cannot describe how incredible it is. 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, it was the ClimateGate emails, internal UN emails between all the major universities and NASA engaging in fraud. They know the Earth's getting colder. They know man doesn't cause it. Bill Santer at the UN, separate documents have come out. Now they admit their own UN report knew it was a fraud. Literally more than 20. Earlier this week, it was more than 20. New scandals since then of total fraud and corruption by the UN. Trying to tax all human activity with the sky is falling. Man-made global warming is going to kill us. We better control your life and arrest anybody that cuts a tree down and on and on and on. And let big government and the banks run your life. It's the big banks behind this. You go look at the biggest funders of the land-grabbing phony environmental movement. It's Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, the big banks. They need an excuse to take your property. That was a huge story. It just gets bigger and bigger. It is a societal revolution to the fraud, to the fables, to the Chicken Little garbage that is put out by government to sell the population on giving up their rights and freedoms, to make the population feel guilty, to make the population feel scared. But the story that I've got in front of me, completely confirmed, mainstream news, is so unbelievably important. And the problem is, just like ClimateGate when it first broke, it was on a bunch of blogs and a few mainstream publications picked it up. But for 3 weeks, there was a 99% mainstream media blackout. But the alternative media forced it out into mainstream understanding. And the rest is history. The entire fraud that is the phony modern environmental movement is imploding and burning to the ground, falling apart in front of all of our eyes right now. Well, the story I'm going to cover when we come back from break is even bigger, than ClimateGate potentially. If we can somehow educate the sheeple, demand grand jury investigations, and force this out into the open. If we can do that, we are going to be able to really expose these people. Now, that is the $64 million question. And so when we come back, we're going to get into it. Also, on the environmental front, separate from the big story coming up, KLBJ linked to the city council. That's real reporting. That's what I like. Not the newspaper telling me what was said, but they actually linked to it, to the hours and hours of video, with Austin Energy admitting they're basically under foreign corporate UN and Obama control to raise $2.6 billion of taxes in Austin to fund carbon trading. And so I'm going to get into that coming up after we get into the next hour. And here's the article we wrote detailing all of this. Cap and trade scam to be enforced at state level. PrisonPlanet.com. And here's Bloomberg. States to lead carbon markets as federal plan stalls. You think these offshore banks that had printed up and issued themselves tens of trillions of dollars are going to back off? No, they're coming in to buy up your cities. And Austin is one of the big dominoes they're trying to tump over to set the precedent to literally make you slaves. Literally. We're going to break it down coming up.
Right now, what we have is a dictatorship run by a gang. It's a gang under Obama, although I think he's the front man. I think that soon they're going to realize that he's more intelligent than they originally thought, and they're going to find out that they're going to be left out in the cold. But that's going to take a little while before the Rahm Emanuel gang realizes that Obama has outsmarted them and he's not just their front man. I made a prediction on this show yesterday that I'll repeat right now so that you can mark it down. Savage predicts a Reichstag fire-like event sometime within the next year or two in America that will have been conducted by the government and blamed upon subversive elements in order to permit a dictatorship and a naked dictatorship to emerge in this country. If you think I'm making this up, you're right. I'm making it up. But I'm not making it up out of whole cloth. I'm making it up out of historical cloth. Rahm Emanuel is a very devious man. Rahm Emanuel has deep roots going back to dictatorial inclinations. You want me to open that one up? Would you like to discuss Rahm Emanuel and who he is and what his background is and his father's background? His father was a member of the Irgun in the early days of Israel, which I think is quite ironic.
Irgun terrorist who staged terror attacks against the British. Now, Savage, almost a year ago, did a full hour saying that Obama will stage terror attacks as a pretext to bring in NORTHCOM and Homeland Security. Now, we got the Homeland Security documents from police and from federal marshals and the MIAC report where they say that secretly Homeland Security is being used and its main target is gun owners, veterans, returning veterans, libertarians, people that want to audit the private Federal Reserve. And the reason I played that Savage clip is I've played the previous clip where he said they're going to stage a terror attack, but that's where he fleshes out the particular issues with Rahm Emanuel. And I agree with him. In fact, I'm the person that predicted 9/11. This isn't just Obama. And I'm the individual, of course, who said that Obama was going to be president long before he was elected. And we made the first film exposing him, the Obama deception, where I say he will stage terror attacks in the United States or against U.S. military bases as a pretext to unleash the police state on the American people. Now, the point is, it's not just Alex Jones saying this. Ron Paul has talked about staged terror attacks. Many other historians have. But it isn't just the Democrats that do this. There are over 200 declassified examples, many of which we cover in my film Terror Storm, where our own government has planned and has staged terror attacks, killing our own military, killing our own citizens, killing other groups of people to blame their political enemies. Reichstag fire, 1933, February 27th. Hitler can't get full dictatorship. He's been elected president, not chancellor yet. He wants the chancellor to step down. He's unable to do that. He firebombs the Capitol building to blame it on his political enemies. To launch the war against Poland, he stages a terror attack against the German military base at Gliwice on the Polish-German border. That's declassified part of the record. The point is, governments do this. It's one of their favorite tricks. And I give credit where credit's due. Savage is the only big national conservative host who will actually tell the truth, and he routinely talks about this. Now, that said, we have had a clear 100% staged terror attack, no doubt about it. It happened Christmas Day. Now, when it happened Christmas Day, on that Friday, I came on the radio Sunday. You can go back to the audio or back to the video. We simulcast the show at PrisonPlanet.tv, full TV production. For those that don't know, if you want to go watch it, PrisonPlanet.tv. I went on air and I said, I don't know if this was staged. Are there real Muslim terrorists who do stage terror attacks? The answer is yes. Yes. Sometimes it's real. Suicide bombers, a woman going on a bus, stabbing 20 people, you know, killing 14 of them. Yes, that stuff goes on. But, did it come out? Did the Pentagon get caught? Did the British Ministry of Defense get caught in 2004, 2005, 2006 in the Times of London and other publications with British, Israeli, and U.S. special forces? They were captured in some cases, dressed up with big beards and turbans on their heads running around shooting U.S. and Iraqi forces in Basra and other areas. That is red-handed caught. They were caught repeatedly. And then they would be ordered released and it'd be shut down. I had Ray McGovern, the top CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. on, talking about it later. Months later, it came out. It was confirmed. The Golden Mosque blown up in Iraq to get the Shiites and the Sunnis killing each other. It's divide and conquer. I could go on with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, literally over 200 examples where the government admits they did it. One of the most famous, Gulf of Tonkin, 1964, leading to the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. 3.5, almost 4 years ago, they released the full LBJ tapes with him on the phone with McNamara, rigging the whole thing. It's on record. No one attacked those ships, and it resulted in over 1 million dead Vietnamese and 58,000 dead Americans and over 200,000 maimed on our side. This is how government does it. If an empire wants to attack a country and they've got good people like the people of America, they're not going to go along with the new war unless the enemy attacks them. The Germans were good people. Hitler had to blow up the capital and attack his own military bases. Gleiwitz is only one example to do this. Yes, there it is. British Special Forces caught carrying out staged terror attack in Iraq. You can link through to the Times of London. Just Google that term. There they are in their wigs and hats and turbans. They just caught a guy 2 weeks ago in New Jersey, a black guy who wasn't even a Muslim, with rocket launchers and weapons and fake beards and turbans. Local police caught him. They stopped a fake terror attack. Do you understand how close we are to this? Do you understand how real this is? Now, where am I going with this? Christmas Day bombing comes, and I told the story of I found out in the evening, because I wasn't watching TV or radio or surfing the web. I can only do that on holidays. I'm addicted to research. My wife goes, "We're out of eggs. We should have bought some. Go to the store." I say, "Yes, ma'am." I get in the car, and I drive around looking for convenience stores, and I'm listening to News Radio 590, and they're reporting on it. And I go in and buy eggs here in Austin, and by the time I get in my car, they're saying, "Don't worry, we're going to order naked body scanners, the body scanners, to keep you safe from this." And I went, "Wait a minute. A year ago, they ordered those stinking things before Bush even left office. What do you mean they're now ordering them? They're now going to put them in all the major airports, 214. But, and the story looks suspicious up front, but I don't draw conclusions. I began doing research, and we heard about a lawyer and his lawyer wife, Haskell and Haskell, who were on the plane from Amsterdam to Detroit, from Europe to Detroit, Michigan, and I got them on the phone. And I talked to other witnesses, and they told a story the FBI denied. Now the FBI has admitted they told the truth and dropped a bombshell on us. A U.S. government agent led that guy on the plane, and that's only part of it. Stay with us. Tell you.
This has been going on a long time. This didn't start under Obama. There is a plan. We have the most dangerous foreign policy team in history running this country. And their design is to completely disarm us and take us into the New World Order. That's the whole plan here. That's why they let him get on the plane. In other words, if they knew who he was and they let him get on the plane, why did they let him get on the plane? Maybe that he failed to set off the bomb disappointed them. Maybe they wanted the bomb to go off in order to institute martial law.
All right, Alex Jones here back live. Why am I playing short clips of Michael Savage? Because I want to embrace truth. I want to embrace Rush Limbaugh. I want to embrace Glenn Beck. I want to embrace Sean Hannity. I want them to tell the truth. And Michael Savage is conservatively the fourth most popular radio host in this country with 10 million listeners a week. This show has 3 million a week, 2 million AM and FM, 1 million conservatively internet. We're about the ninth or tenth largest radio show in the country now. Yes, that's right. Number one on the internet. But the point here is that that's devastating to them on 400 radio stations for the truth to be told. And I just have to give credit. And I want Savage on this show. Because there's nothing I admire like courage. There's nothing I admire like the truth. And there's nothing I won't support like the truth. I support truth 110%. Now, let me get into the why he's saying this, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, it's a fact. Red-handed in ABC News, in the Associated Press, in the Detroit Free Press, in Detroit Live, and on Detroit TV, they have all been reporting since last Thursday, as we have as well, that in plain view, a U.S. government agent led the underwear bomber, this guy, like I told you, within 5 days of the bombing, I had enough evidence to say it was a drill, and this idiot thought he was taking part in a drill. How do I know that? In almost every other case, that's how they do this. 7-7 in London. 9-11. I mean, I've interviewed the head, and then I'm going to give the latest developments on this. I have interviewed the head of the U.S. Embassy in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Springman. In fact, look, I want to get Springman back on. He's in Fabled Enemies that Burma's made. We interviewed him for video, and I interviewed him in 2002, but I want to get him back on. And he's got Muhammad Atta and six other Al-Qaeda in his computer as terrorists. He won't give them visas to the U.S. in 2000, and he's told by the State Department, you will let them in, it's national security. He refuses. He says, no, I will not commit crimes. And they said, you know what, pal? The CIA calls him up. When he got back to the U.S., they explained to him these were U.S. government agents, part of a super secret program who used their Al-Qaeda legend, their Al-Qaeda history as a cover. But it doesn't stop there. I've got Fox News, Associated Press, you name it, MSNBC, Newsweek admitting they were trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station. Muhammad Atta and others, they were trained at the Defense Language School, Monterey, California. Colonel Butler, the dean, had Atta in his class, wrote a letter to the editor, went public in late 2001 saying the government staged this, and they started court-martialing him till he shut up. I called his house up and said, Colonel Butler, I'd like you on, and some woman's in the background screaming, get off the phone, don't do it, they'll say, they've said they'll get us, they'll get, and then the phone gets hung up. That's the life I lead. I call up the colonel who's in the newspaper saying, we train these people. You think I like going on the air in September of 2001 and saying it's an inside job? I have to. I have to tell the truth. And this is an inside job as well. And you heard Savage. It didn't start with Obama. Our government is a bunch of criminals run by offshore banks, and they're staging these stinking terror attacks. Do I know exactly what happened on 9-11? No. I just know the guys that supposedly did it were trained at U.S. military bases and protected. I want a real investigation. That's all I've ever wanted. And the truth always comes out. You can't suppress it. But trying to go over to Umar Farouk, the underwear bomber, I mean, they're... Ladies and gentlemen, this is being used to set up the police state to record your wife, your son, your daughter's naked body when they go to the airport. This is being used to say we've got to have Homeland Security on the streets of the country. Here's the PrisonPlanet.com headline, but it has links to Detroit News saying the same thing. It has links to all the mainstream news, but they report it dryly, like they're talking about a weather report. Or something, or a county fair coming to town. The sharp-dressed man who aided the underwear bomber onto Flight 253 was a U.S. government agent. And then it goes through it. This is by Kurt Haskell, the lawyer who was on there with his wife. He's at the airport. He sees him lead Umar Farouk, the underwear bomber, up without a passport or anything, a man in a sharp-dressed suit, and says, get him on the plane, and they put him on the plane. And And then somebody's on the plane five rows back the entire flight with a camera on a 15-hour flight trained on the underwear bomber. Trained on Umar Farouk. It goes on and on. Then they don't hear a pop, a small fire, some smoke. They take him off the plane. The bomb dog at customs, they have them all in there sequestered, runs up and alerts on a bag. They grab another man, another black man. They grab him. They drag him into a room and say, everybody get out. Bomb, bomb. Everybody gets out. And then Haskell goes on TV, goes on CNN and MSNBC and says he saw all this. And the FBI goes on the news and says he's a liar. Then Haskell has all these other witnesses come out who were on the plane and say, no, we saw this. We saw all this. Now, this goes on for a month until last week when the Justice Department, Patrick F. Kennedy, Undersecretary for Management of the State Department, releases the fact that it was a Pentagon, FBI, Homeland Security sting and that they wanted him to get to the U.S. and that they led him on board the plane and protected him and covered up the other person who was on the plane, even though the underwear bomber in federal court said there was an accomplice on board with him and that he's pleading not guilty, but they won't give details under national security. Why would they have a video camera taping him so he'd go ahead with it, believing he was taking part in a drill? We know Muhammad Atta and at least five of the other hijackers took part in drills the months before. James Woods, the actor, and others went on Fox News about it, where they would be on the plane acting like they were going to take it over just to test security. What they do is they tell the BATF, they tell the FBI, they tell the Navy SEALs, practice taking over an airport, practice getting a bomb on a plane. This is all on record. Practice taking over an embassy. But what they do is, when you actually go do the drill, 99% of the time, nothing happens. It's a drill. But 1% of the time, and we're guesstimating there, but we know this has happened in the past, it's been declassified, they actually blow the embassy up. Or they actually shoot you. Or you actually have a bomb in that bag they tell you to take on the bus or train. Let's say you drop the bomb. You run. At Canary Wharf in 2005 on 7-7, they gunned a bunch of people down, chased the Muslims down who found out it was a setup, and killed them. In every case, we find out the government's running drills. On 9-11, on 7-7, in this case, drills, 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 drills. His dad, the underwear bomber's dad, goes and says he's planning something. He's training with terrorists, all this. It goes on and on and on and on. And even if you believe these are real terrorists and they were just allowed to do it, that's still an accomplice to the crime, and they're doing it so their approval ratings will go up. Remember what I told you 7 years ago and now it was declassified last year? Governor Ridge, former head of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge wrote a book, how they would issue fake terror alerts for political purposes. I'm going to go through some more of the evidence of this and then get into other news and your phone calls coming up. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. So the underwear bomber on Christmas Day is led on by a U.S. agent, and they now admit it's part of a sting. And then they lied about the other man supposedly with a bomb on the plane and said that never existed and said that people that were exposing that, like Kurt Haskell, were telling lies. Now they admit they were telling the truth. So we have this massive cover-up, and this is being done to launch a new war in Yemen and put in the naked body scanners worldwide and set up a police state. Remember that, because this is only the preparatory phase. Every week we hear new fake bin Laden tapes, and in the lower paragraph of the Associated Press, time and time again, they say, okay, well, we said that this might be a real bin Laden tape, but we have no way to prove it. And then all these past tapes have been proven to be fake. They simply use Osama bin Laden to menace you into giving up your freedom when we have the internal Homeland Security documents, MIAC and Homeland Security, where it's admitted that the Homeland Security system is set up for the American people. And they spin it to say terror suspect kept visa to avoid tipping off larger investigation and that they didn't want to bust him, the State Department reveals on Wednesday, because they wanted to find out who he was working for. So they let him on the plane. And I mean, are you really going to believe that? Are you going to believe any of that? And now, as I predicted a month ago, they're saying naked body scanners aren't enough that record your naked body. Now we want full body, the equivalent of chest x-rays, to look for bombs. Terrorists plan attack on Britain with bombs inside their bodies to foil new airport scanners. So now I guess you'll have to have surgery when you go to the airport. Now I guess you'll have to have your body cut open or be put in an x-ray machine. And they're saying the terrorists are getting ready to hit. The terrorists are getting ready to attack. The terrorists are going to get you if you don't do whatever the government says. You better do whatever our president says and whatever Homeland Security says, or it's over for you. It's so elementary what they're doing. You better take the flu shot or you're going to die from the flu. You better pay all these new taxes or the sky's going to fall. You're bad. Man is causing global warming and catastrophes. And not just Danny Glover, but now the UN says global warming caused the Haiti earthquake, when no scientist on Earth will say the atmosphere has anything to do with tectonic plates. It's just the height of insulting your intelligence. It is the height of arrogance. It is the height of corruption to sit there and do this. Meanwhile, that doesn't matter, because right here in Austin, Texas, scrapyard cited for clear-cutting trees. Property owner says he did it to prevent trespassing, theft by transients camping in the woods, stealing the aluminum and other metals. And the police wouldn't come out and help him when he was being robbed. But more than 12 investigators swooped in on his property because he cut down an invasive species, the juniper, known as cedar trees by the ignoramuses that live around here. An invasive tree that's all over the place. It's his property, and they SWAT team him over it. We talked to him today, and he's scared to come on the radio show. And the local news acts like this is a good thing. This is all part of the fake environmental tyranny that we live under in this society. So that is coming up in the next hour. I want to give you the toll-free number to join us on air. It's 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Local folks in Central Texas can call 512-646-1776. I hope the term 1776 in George Washington doesn't offend some of you public school educated people out there. 888-201-2244, 512-646-1776. But I would hope that callers would want to talk about the underwear bomber and how they're now admitting in State Department releases that, okay, we were tracking him, we helped him get on the plane. After they lied and said we knew nothing about it, and there was no smart-dressed man in Amsterdam that got him on the plane. After they said all of this, after they pushed all of this propaganda, they've gone back on all their stories, and the man they got off the plane who supposedly had a bomb. What are they covering up? We need a real investigation of this by a legislature, by a special prosecutor, by a grand jury, because you're not going to get an investigation by the same federal government that is staging these scares. And remember, Governor Ridge in the new book admits what we already told you. Homeland Security issues those fake terror alerts for political gain, just like they lied about the WMDs. And you Republicans out there, you can't have it both ways. The train already left the station on this. They are lying about weapons of mass destruction. They are lying about terrorists. They are, bare minimum, letting terrorists attack us with full prior knowledge as a pretext to take over our lives. There's a revolving door in Homeland Security in the Pentagon. A revolving door is the only way to describe it properly, making millions of dollars in many cases per executive in government in the revolving door in the naked body scanning companies, in the Pentagon companies. It's the big defense contractors running the red light cameras, the license plate reading cameras, the face scanning cameras, all of these systems going in. It isn't enough for the Pentagon and the big banks to take over the third world. They want the United States. They want Europe. And they are using these systems to take over our society, period. And they're not stopping there. The big central banks that run the show are coming in with global taxes in the name of taxing themselves, in the name of oversight. They, the IMF and World Bank, the private holding companies, or the private central banks, just like in the U.S., it's the Federal Reserve. They're announcing new global taxes. They're going to try to unilaterally push through new carbon taxes. They can't get the Congress, the Senate to pass it, so they're coming in to the local cities from Los Angeles, San Francisco, Austin, Texas, New York, Boston. They are coming in with control. All the New World Order is powerful offshore corporations and banks that combine forces to bring in tyranny on a society-wide basis. All the New World Order is private corporations paying off your government to sign treaties with them, granting them government power to create monopolies and cartels to control the free market and society. They have stolen us blind. They have stolen Iceland and England and Europe and Canada and Australia and the United States blind. It is fraudulent. It is based in fraud. They can create unlimited derivatives, unlimited currency and credit for themselves, but they need fake environmentalism to actually get your property. They need fake government rules to seize all the major highways and roads and turn them into toll roads for offshore corporations like Centra of Spain. This is looting. This is corruption because the general public is only focused on football and on Hollywood stars and on diversions. The establishment is able to get away with this, but they have gone so far in their crimes. They have done so much evil that if we simply stand up and point out that the emperor is wearing no clothes and point out the crimes they've committed and that Geithner and Paulson, all these people have given themselves hundreds of millions of dollars individually to themselves out of the banker bailout money, and that the number is really 28 trillion, not 700 billion, and that they engineered this, and that McClatchy Newspapers wrote a five-part series in December exposing that this is premeditated. If we expose them, if we point out what they've done, if we simply have the energy to point out that they are the harbinger, the progenitor, the engine behind our economy falling apart. They want to destroy the economy. Ron Paul has said that because when they bankrupt you, you go under government control. More than half the population now work for the government or get government contracts. That's not enough. It's their job to bankrupt. It's their job to bankrupt the states. It's their job to take over society. It's a monopoly game. It's a game of absolute domination and control. I want to encourage listeners, PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and radio listeners, to go to Infowars.com and order Fall the Republic on DVD. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Watch it. Research it. Both films have bibliographies at FallTheRepublic.com. WhatIsTheEndgame.com. Everything we claim here, we have documents and video clips online, just like it's a textbook proving it. You want to know what's enslaving you? Do you want to take control of your future? Do you want to stand up against this tyranny? Now is the time to inform yourselves. And a lot of you are already on board and fully awake. What do you need to do? Wake up your friends, your family, your neighbors. No better way than these films. Tell people about the free podcast. Listen how you want, when you want, where you want. Infowars.com on the radio listen page. Download the free podcast every day. Take action. Hour two straight ahead.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I should have added earlier in the broadcast, Deborah Medina is joining us in the last half hour of the radio show today. So what I want to do now in the next three segments is take your phone calls, hit a smattering of other top news stories that are very important as we chronicle the March of Tyranny. The good news is every time we fight tyranny, we beat it if we understand the facts and expose the fraud. Right now, let's go to Joel in Pennsylvania. Joel, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I just have one question.
Yes, sir.
I'm a long-time listener and a full-time info warrior like yourself. We've spoken before. And I spend a lot of time getting the word out to people through various means. But once I do unlock someone's mind and they break out of the paradigm, I always get the same question. How long do we have to stop this thing? And I never really know what to say.
Well, it's a very complex question. It's very complex. Go ahead.
I know Alan Watts said that, you know, between 2010 and 2012, we're going to have massive food riots that are going to last for about 30 years.
Well, that's the British Pentagon saying. And
we know that they plan on having, like, a vastly reduced population by 2030.
The anti-terror grid is their control grid to carry out this cascading group of organized crises, bringing us into total control, yes.
And Ray Kurzweil said 2020. So, I mean, how long do you, like, through all your research and everything that you know, how long do you think we have between now and, if we don't stop this thing, if people won't open their eyes, how long do we have between now and living in a one-world eugenics dictatorship?
All right, Joel, I appreciate your call. We're already living in a one-world eugenics dictatorship. They're testing soft-kill weapons incrementally. They're honing their systems of control. They're expanding their grids. But we're slowing them down on every front. And so every time we slow them down and have a victory, people say, oh, look, it's not that bad, Alex. Every time we have a victory, it's like, oh, look, you know, the martial law wasn't declared. We're under martial law when they have Army and Marine Corps running warrantless checkpoints all over the country, and it's in the newspaper. But when they do it, we stand up against it and say no and have governors tell them not to do it. So they're probing. They're testing. This is a war. So it's like we've got our battle lines drawn, and they push us back. We push them back. And we're beginning to gain our fighting spirit. But the globalists are probably 10 years behind. Maybe 7 to 10. Some experts I tend to agree with say 7. I tend to say 10. We're having so many victories. But they continue to implement even if we beat them. The globalists have all stated in so many documents, it makes my head spin, that they want to really start massively, not just slowing the increase in population, but massively reducing it by 2020, 2025. But they're behind schedule. And it's becoming obvious. I mean, I heard Dr. Dean Adell today, he's on 590 before I do my show, syndicated show, saying adjuvants aren't bad for you, it's a conspiracy theory, when the Pentagon admits the adjuvants killed a bunch of their own troops in the anthrax shot. And so, you know, we exposed the fraud of the flu shot. It's now all over mainstream news. It was a fraud, wasn't dangerous, was a big moneymaker. So, but still, they're going to keep saying it's deadly, it's real. So, it's really a war against truth and lies, against reality and fraud, against hoax and the truth. And it's not just the government that lies. The society as a whole are like children lying to their parents. It's just endless lying, endless hoaxes, endless fraud that go on. But as things get worse, that's going to wake people up. And we've planted the seed so people know the truth and understand the alternative information that's out there. A lot of people won't listen to us now, but they've heard what we have to say. Later, they will, as things become clearer and clearer. More phone calls. Marty, Christopher, Brian, Brad, Jake, Drew, Jake, Taylor, Julio, Leon. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up in about 25 minutes, Deborah Medina, the candidate for governor of Texas in the Republican primary against Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchinson. She continues to surge in the polls. She's a Ron Paul supporter, a Audit the Fetter, an In the Fetter, a listener of my radio show. And she's the candidate for Texas. But the issue here is that just like we saw Brown defeat the candidate in Massachusetts and send a message that basically 80% chance now they're saying we're going to beat government takeover of healthcare. And so all these other candidates in the next elections coming up in the next few years, there's elections every year in every state and congressional elections every 2 years and a presidential coming up in three. Now we're having the fake conservative rhinos replaced with true libertarian, true constitutionalists, true Americans. So whether she wins, loses, draws, whatever, or goes into a runoff with these characters, she is there injecting real issues. And this has national import for our listeners across the country. If you haven't run yet, you know, she's a registered nurse in the debates, educating tens of millions of people of the 25 million in Texas. You need to run for office as well. Look how far she went. And bottom line, you carry the message of liberty, just like Ron Paul did in 2007, 2008. He didn't win, but now people know about the New World Order. Now, I mean, that campaign did so much for liberty, so much for identifying the private Federal Reserve, so much for showing that real conservatives aren't for preemptive, fraudulent, criminal wars. Now look at the Democrats. They're a bunch of warmongers. This is a real, peaceful, grassroots restoration of the Constitution that's happening. She's coming up. Now, I want to blitz through phone calls and hit some other news before she gets here, but here's a quick clip of her answering some questions in Friday's debate with Rick Perry and K-Baby.
Texas understands the devastation to our economy, to our schools, to our health care system.
Ms. Medina, my question comes from Clint Smith of Austin, and he wants to know about taxing the wealthy with a graduated state income tax.
And people say, well, we don't have an income tax. Yes, we do. It's called the business margins tax. Thank you, Governor Perry.
Candidates were then asked rapid-fire questions about Texas government. Then they got to make one final pitch.
And it's going to take some experienced leadership, some experienced executive leadership to take this state forward.
Texas is the greatest state in America, but in tough times, we need real leadership to go forward.
Both of my opponents have received recent noteworthy endorsements, which is what you would expect from politicians. The endorsement I'm most interested in is yours.
All right. We'll talk to the lady coming up who should be our next governor. But Americans and Texans like to vote for a winner. Well, I like her, people say, and she certainly is the best. And a whole bunch of different polls I saw had her winning by 55 to 70 plus percent. Most of the polls showed about 65% her winning. But still, I don't think she can beat Perry or K-Baby. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to vote for one of them because I want to feel like I'm a winner. Rick Perry for the toll roads, K-Baby for him, even if she says she isn't. She's a Bilderberg Group member. Perry passing the franchise tax, which we're hit by. We've got a business tax. We've got an income tax, and it's going to affect everybody in the next 2 years. I mean, there is nothing conservative about Perry but his fake South Texas or West Texas accent. Oh, boy, I'm a conservative. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. So that is coming up. Let's go to Derek in Mississippi. Derek, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just want to thank you for waking me up, and I want to thank you for helping me wake others up and plant seeds, man. I'm the truth. I just want to go ahead and tell you that.
Unfortunately, your phone's breaking up, Derek. I got to let you go there. I couldn't understand a word of that. Let's talk to Marty in New York. Marty, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just went to the Detroit Free Press to look that article up, and they said it's no longer available.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
So the Detroit Free Press and DetroitNews.com, which was a Detroit Free Press article, and also a Detroit News Washington Bureau, you're saying the articles that are up on Drudge and everywhere else where they admit that the government let him get on the plane and helped him get on the plane, the underwear bomber, you're saying that that's gone?
Yep. Well, the Detroit Free Press, I went that, and they said it's no longer available.
Why is it no longer available?
I don't know.
Boy, that sounds suspicious, because if they were retracting it, they would retract. They didn't retract. The FBI admits now there was another guy reportedly with a bomb on the plane. They let the underwear bomber get on in Amsterdam. They helped him get on without a passport, past the naked body scanners they already had in Amsterdam.
No, I just hit a line across the top, says it's no longer available. Do you have a copy of it? You can post it?
Yes, I do, here in my stack, yes.
Oh, good. Why don't you put it on then?
Anything else, Marty? What do you think of that report?
No, that's it. Thanks. I'll let you go.
Thank you, Marty. Wow, they're really trying to cover up if that's the case. I haven't confirmed that yet, though. Let's talk to Christopher in New York. Christopher, you're on the air.
California.
Okay, well, they told me New York, Christopher, but go ahead, sir.
I called in a few weeks ago, and I was talking to you about the Ron Paul issue and the Fed, and you kind of blew up at me, and, you know, my whole friends, my whole family, everyone was listening, and it's kind of embarrassing, dude, that, you know, I've been listening to you for years. And
Christopher, I'm not trying to be mean to you, but I think you were saying, I'm going from memory here, that if we get rid of the Federal Reserve, we'll get a global government. The Federal Reserve is the holding company for the offshore banks. And so we have to get rid of them and get the Congress over the money.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, like, you know, you sat up and you attacked me on it for 45 minutes after I got off, and you asked me what my solution would be. And I don't think that buying your DVDs and handing out your DVDs and buying your Jew gold is a solution.
I appreciate your call. You know, you can sit there and be anti-Semitic and make fun of Jews all day. I've been telling people, I don't know what Jews have to do with gold. I guess there's some smart Jews that buy gold. Is that where that comes from? I was telling you buy gold when it was $268 an ounce, and it's $1,100 an ounce now. Okay? And every time somebody attacks you for selling videos, again, get fall the Republic. I mean, this is a free country, free market. I make high-quality documentary films. I do what ABC and all the others don't do. It's also all free on YouTube and Google, and we promote it. But I hope everybody buys Fall the Republic at InfoWars.com. I mean, you, sir, look, this show attracts red-blooded people that love freedom, love justice, and want to be left alone. It also attracts a lot of losers that are just haters and want to find somebody to blame and hate. And so you want to hate me? Go ahead, knock yourself out. You called in and said we shouldn't get rid of the Federal Reserve and that Ron Paul, you know, is a bad guy. Total baloney. In the Constitution, the Congress controls the issuance of currency and credit. Okay? Period. That's what I'm saying. Oversight in our monetary system. Don't let private banks run our country. How many congressmen admit banks run our country? And then, hey, it's not the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. It's not Larry Summers. It's not Henry Paulson. It's not Geithner. It's not Bernanke you call in about. It's me. It's Ron Paul. We're bad. And what you are is a weak-minded person who can hardly talk, who trolls around all day attacking me, picking up on the Project Mockingbird government disinfo, COINTELPRO they put out against us. Great. More power to you. Brian in Ohio. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, I love your DVD of Endgame, Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception. And actually, I work at a mid-level bank. And on Christmas Eve last year, I handed out Christmas cards with a copy of Fall of the Republic in there. And I handed about 80 of them out to everybody.
Which I encourage people to make copies of my film. But when Universal sues people for making copies, that's okay. But me, I say, here's my videos. Buy one, support us. You can make all the copies you want. And I'm the bad guy.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's great, though, to get out there. But interesting story, though. What happened was is when I came in 2 days later, I actually got fired because of it.
Because you gave employees and friends copies of a video.
Yeah, because it was political information, religious information. I signed it when I got hired there, like, I think 3 years ago.
But then the problem is they selectively enforce that. It's like we've seen more than 8 or 9 cases of Dell computers. You can visit any political site you want, but if you visit InfoWars.com, you're fired. Even though I know Michael Dell watches my stuff and talks about it, maybe that's not his policy. But I'm sorry to hear that happen to you, Brian. Land of the free, home of the brave, huh?
Land of the slave, home of the whatever. But yeah, just to let you know, though, I'm off of antidepressants for 4 months, and it's great.
You're awesome. Be sure, folks, if you get off those, though, get off it incrementally. That's what all the medical doctors have said on this show. I'm not giving medical advice. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. Get up, stand up, escape from the prison planet. Wake up to the scientific dictatorship. I'm here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, back Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. The websites are prisonplanet.tv and prisonplanet.com, as well as infowars.com. Okay, I've got to get to this news. And then I'm going to try to get to more of your calls. Also, I want to open the phones up for specific calls for Deborah Medina. 888-201-2244. Did you watch the debate? Are you in another state? Are you planning to run for office now because of what you've seen in Massachusetts and Texas happening? 888-201-2244. They're also confiscating guns in Canada from people that registered them. I have that out of the Toronto Star. I mean, it's just unbelievable tyranny. But that last caller, or the caller before last, he's not worried about that. He's worried about Alex Jones. I'm the problem. Yes. Yes, I'm the one that's bad. Yes. That's why this country's in so much trouble. You ever seen crabs in a bucket when you go crab fishing? You got four or five down in the bucket. I was fishing last summer with my son. And anytime one tries to climb out, they come over and pinch him and drag him back down. Come on, stop acting like a mindless crab, pal. Okay. Look, I meant to spend more time on this today, but we're almost out of time. Maybe Super Bowl Sunday I'll cover it more because I know we have a particularly large Austin audience on Sundays. But this is happening all over the country. Schwarzenegger, when Copenhagen fell apart in the last day, last month, when they were openly all over the news saying global government, taxes on air travel, taxes on natural gas, gasoline, home inspections, 2% GDP tax right off the top paid to the UN, IMF, World Bank, Herman Von Rompuy, head of the UN, calling for global governance, saying this is the key. Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General, calling for it. Al Gore calling for it. Gordon Brown, Prime Minister of England, calling for it. No more denial. The world government, the New World Order is here. It's a fraud. Will you roll over? Or will you stand up and say, no, I'm a free person in a free country. I want my Constitution and Bill of Rights, not your global government. All over the country, when they had the new London Kelo decision 5 years ago, they ruled that they can take your property without just compensation and give it to private interest. I saw an AP report this weekend that 86% of ports and waterways and train systems are now owned by foreign corporations. We're being taken over by foreign corporations that are controlled by central banks that can create unlimited private money for themselves. And they want to bankrupt you. Now, Austin is one of the key battleground cities in the nation. The UN lists it in their own articles. It's so sick reading this that Austin is the main domino. Austin is the fastest growing city in the country, 1 million people, the wealthiest per capita city, and they are buying up the coal-fired plants, shutting them down. They are buying up the water with UN, U.S. taxpayer money. And the Austin Energy admits, and we've got links to it up on Infowars.com. There's another great story. News Radio 590 KLBJ. Austin's carbon reduction plan, more than cap and trade bill proposes, $2.6 billion in taxes within 3 years. $2.6 billion, and it's always a lot more than what they say. Taxes on natural gas, incredibly clean burning. Huge taxes to build giant new solar farms that don't even produce very much energy for what you pay. Spain did this with the windmills and the solar. It cost 2.2 jobs. That's Spain admitting that. That's Bloomberg. In fact, pull that up. Green jobs cost 2.2 jobs per job in Spain. Bloomberg. Pull it up for people at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or green jobs cost jobs in Spain. Same system. But the banks don't care. They want to. It's an organized economy. Al Gore, Barack Obama, all these guys, Pachauri, head of the IPCC at the UN, they all make massive amounts of money individually. Al Gore, literally, with Gore and Blood, that's the name of the firm, owns one of the biggest carbon trading companies. And you have to go to them to be able to breathe. In fact, the New York Times called it a tax on breathing. A person puts off a whole bunch of carbon dioxide every day. They want to tax cows. Canada, Australia, England's already done it. Tax sheep for their flatulence, their methane, as if that's not natural on the planet. Okay? This is total control over every facet of your life. And here it is. The UN said because they can't get the Senate and they can't get other countries, they can't get Australia and New Zealand to pass. This is the same playbook, same banks doing it. That they're going into local cities and counties with big banks and federal money. Obama's using the EPA to say we're going to list, in fact, he did it last year, list carbon dioxide as a toxic waste, even if the Senate won't sign the treaty or pass a law. The House passed it, the Senate has it, it's illegal. And so they come in to Leffingwell, our mayor here in Austin, he needs to be impeached right now or declare he's saying no to this. Austin can't accept $2.6 billion in new taxes. They've already got all their other boondoggles. 1% of Austin rides the bus, but the buses get $150 million every year in taxes and the roads get $72 million. Now, there's Bloomberg. Job losses from Obama, green stimulus foreseen in Spain study. $700,000 per job, green job, average paying $53,000. So you pay $700,000 for somebody to get a $50-something thousand job, and the banks get the rest of the money, and it costs 2.2 jobs. But see, that's what I mean. There's just too much evidence of this fraud. And it's all based on the lie that man-made global warming is real and a danger. Polar bears' numbers are exploding. Man-made global warming didn't cause the earthquake like they're saying. It's all, we have the UN's own internal emails. It's all a fraud. They just got caught last week lying about Himalayan glaciers melting. They just got caught that that wasn't peer-reviewed and was just made up. I've got stacks of news here admitted. This is a bunch of crooks telling you, let us tax you and run your life or the sky will fall. States to lead carbon markets as federal plan stalls. Bloomberg, January 7th. See, they can't get it through legally, just like they shut down the Austin Gun Show in North Austin. Didn't have a law. APD and BATF just did it. Same thing here. They can't get Congress to do it. They can't get the legislature to do it. The legislature is investigating Austin, by the way. Because, you see, a city is chartered under state law. It's incorporated. It has to follow state law. Or you'd have corrupt cities run by boss hogs where they said, you know, you got to give us a new tax, or black people are slaves, or like they had in England 700 years ago, prima noctu, we get to have sex with your daughter before she gets married. I mean, literally, government's done that before. They could have cities declare themselves king. Lee Leffingwell could march out the police, you know, and tell us to get in work brigades. But the state law says he can't. It's dangerous to have cities with police doing whatever they're told. It's called tyranny. It's called the Dukes of Hazzard, folks. It's called deliverance. But they don't care. And there's a key article at prisonplanet.com that boils this all down globally. Cap and trade scam to be enforced at state level. Look at this. In Austin, this guy had been robbed literally hundreds of times. Hundreds of times he'd been robbed at his big scrapyard. Been there for decades. He's a listener of ours, but scared to come on. Scrapyard cited for clear-cutting trees. A bunch of stinking cedar trees that aren't even from Texas on his own stinking profit, on his own stinking property, and the government comes in to take it over. Makes me sick. Meanwhile, UN says, calls for global cybersecurity treaty, a driver's license to get online, and says they're going to shut down the old web and set up a new controlled web. That's Agency French News. AFP. I mean, it just makes my head spin to have these parasites sucking on us. Do you know what these new taxes and controls are going to do in Austin? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for the balance of the hour. Have questions from the listeners on my Twitter account. Have some calls specifically for Deborah Medina, 888-201-2244. You're listening all across the country. Why do you care about Texas? Just like Massachusetts, this is a true Ron Paul, dyed-in-the-wool, patriot, constitutionalist who is the dark horse candidate. We've got a month or so out to the election. Early voting starts in late February, and she could be our next governor. We've got the time. She's gone from 5 points in the polls to up to 20 points, rising against Perry, rising against K-Baby. Every poll I saw, 90% to 68 being the lowest. She's going to go over that. This is amazing. People saying she's winning all the debates. The buzz is massive. Deborah Medina running for governor on the Republican ticket. The primary coming up in a month. Good to have you here with us.
Great to be back with you, Alex.
I want to get into what you'll do as governor and why we absolutely must have you against these fake conservative globalists, Kay Bailey Hutchinson and Rick Perry. And they're trying to take Austin over. The UN admits it's the star in their crown to get around Congress and take over with their environmental taxes locally. But before we get to that, talk about the debate, the poll numbers coming out, the debate polls, some 90%, the lowest 68. Tell us about that, Deborah.
Well, it's been, you know, really exciting. I think we keep clearing the hurdles in stellar fashion. I was never a track star, but I seem to be getting over the political ones pretty well. And it's real credit to patriots all over Texas and across the country. I think that's one of the things that has been really encouraging to my family in particular, is to see how powerful this message is, not just here in our state, but around the country, as people really are looking to Texas. I've got doubling the staff in our campaign office there in Wharton. We're running all of the distribution of supplies and stuff out of the Wharton office, and those ladies that are working there have known me for 15 years, and they're just shaking their heads and saying, this is just incredible. You've been saying this stuff for forever, and all of a sudden people are calling the office, and they're in tears, either tears because they're hurting and they see what we're offering as a solution to the problems that they've been dealing with this overbearing government, or they're crying because they're so grateful that someone is in fighting the battle, and people are just joining up every day. I just got back from a gathering of over 200 people in Crane, Texas, a little small town, but they drove from Lubbock and Abilene and San Angelo to get there and listen to this message and figure out how we're going to fight. The battle is far from over. We got a lot of work to do. As you indicated, we've got some time to get it done, but shoe leather, elbow grease, and dollars. We need them. We need all hands on deck. About 30 days left here. So,
give us the website.
MedinaForTexas.com.
MedinaForTexas.com. Deborah, you are the only choice for governor. The Democrats, globalists, New World Order, big taxes, want to loot Texas. You pointed out to Perry that he passed this business tax, which is really a state income tax.
Right.
It's hitting us hard here at this operation already. The state comptroller told us get ready for it to double in 2011. I mean, we're talking about an 8% tax on everything we do here. Texas has not been as bad hit by the deep recession as other states, but it's really getting bad. I mean, I drive around Austin. I went to buy some baby supplies at a place in North Austin, and more than half the shops in a formerly very vibrant area were shut down. Across the street from my house, a strip center, more than half the shops are closing down. Others tell me they're closing down. I mean, this state is falling apart. And meanwhile, I have Bloomberg, I have The Statesman, I have News Radio 590, cap and trade, $2.6 billion in 3 years, a new tax. The UN brags on their own site that Austin is falling to the UN. They can't get the Senate to pass the cap and trade bill, so Austin's going to put a huge tax on natural gas, a tax on homes, home inspectors. They're harassing people that cut down cedar trees in their own businesses. I mean, we already have, I mean, the city of Austin is a criminal group. We need your help. We need you as governor. The state is investigating. For those that don't know, a city can't just do whatever it wants and violate state law. What would you do as governor to block this UN takeover? Here's Bloomberg. States to lead carbon markets as federal plan stalls. This is the Alamo in Austin, Deborah. We need you. I mean, I'm like Travis here in Austin calling for, you know, calling for Sam Houston.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Send reinforcements quick is what you're saying.
Absolutely. I mean, literally. I mean, we've got the crooks here.
Well, you know, I've been saying for a long time, Alex, and I think you have too, government begins at home. It begins right in our own backyard. We don't just have a governor's race coming up on March 2nd. We better get out there and start talking to these men and women that are running for state rep, state senate, U.S. Congress, make sure that they understand what a constitutional republic is supposed to look like, that they understand freedom. But specifically to your carbon tax question in Austin, I've said that for some time as well. I had a U.S. congressman here in Texas alert me to the fact. He said, Deborah, I don't think the carbon tax is going to pass the Congress, but the EPA is going to implement it anyway. We have got to have states that will stand up and say, no authority. You have no authority here, and you're not going to do that. But
what would you do as governor? Because the city of Austin is going to put an even bigger tax in than what the UN called for. I have a direct link to the city council right here.
Yeah, I'm reading it on the website as we're talking. You know, they're going to charge 5 cents per kilowatt hour, 5.7 cents per kilowatt hour, it looks like, instead of the 3.65 that they were charging previously to be able
That's
to
a
move.
Third increase on power. I mean, this is going to kill people.
Right. Right, in a time when we're having an unseasonably cold winter and bills are already very high because they want to start to use energy that's not, the market's not ready to produce yet.
It's unbelievable, Deborah. So as governor, what would you do with a city like Austin totally under foreign banking control?
We've got our work cut out for us, Alex. I don't know the specifics of how the Austin Energy utility is set up. My understanding is that it is a private utility within the city of Austin. So,
or a but the city's giving utility, them this power. The city says they're going to pass the law next month.
We have the opportunity in Texas, as you indicate, to make sure that the cities within our state are following state law. So I'd have to have legal counsel on here to look at how what they're doing, if what they're doing violates any city law. Certainly they cannot, should not have to do anything that the EPA regulates if Texas were standing up and defending us against the EPA. And you've got city council members, I'd say people need to be lobbying those city council members, but
I agree.
Like this is a change.
I agree. Deborah,
already decided to do and needs to be rolled back.
Shifting gears, I've got the printouts, different newspaper and TV polls, some 91%, the lowest 68%, every poll saying you won the debate. The polls say you won the last debate. Give us some of those poll numbers and talk about what happened in the debate last Friday.
Well, I think there were a lot more polls out on the first debate, and the lowest that we saw there was 62. We saw several up in the upper 80s and some in the low 90s. We've had several polls following this debate also in the 90s. The lowest I've seen this time around is 68%. So all of the polls were winning. There was a straw poll in Tarrant County yesterday. I don't know if you picked up on that. Tarrant County had a straw poll, conservative straw poll, and they looked at a whole bunch of different races. We won that governor's straw poll race up there as well. I think there's every indication that we're going to win this race in Texas, and I believe we're going to win it on March 2nd. I know the pundits are saying, okay, now Deborah's going to push it into a runoff, and there's a few of them even brave enough to say that I might make the runoff, but I'm telling you, we're going to win this race. We need help. We need all hands on deck. We've got time to do it. We've got just over 30 days. The momentum is there. Things are changing pretty quickly, and we've got an opportunity to really restore some freedom
okay.
and prosperity here in Texas.
We're on several stations in Texas and all over the country. Run through what you would do as governor. And again, you've got a chance to win this. There's no way the Democrats will win if you're in position. So when we come back, I want to run through what you would do as governor on the open borders, on the gun grabbing, on every issue, what Deborah Medina would do. And again, this is a message to the rest of the country, just like Massachusetts. No more business as usual. It's not just a Democrat-Republican issue. People are sick of Rick Perry. They're sick of Kay Bailey Hutchinson. They're sick of their propaganda. Deborah Medina, stay with us. All right, we got 11 minutes left, and this radio transmission is over. Obviously, Deborah will be popping back in with us in the next month. But all over the country, pro-liberty candidates are running in the Republican Party. This is very, very exciting. Going back to Deborah Medina, I've got a bunch of Twitter questions and loaded phones. Randy, Miguel, Robert, Terrence, Tom in Georgia, and others that want to talk to you. But Deborah, briefly, bottom line, your platform on the open borders, the gun grabbing, all the new taxes that Perry brought in, what are you going to do? Are you going to try to repeal those taxes? What are you going to do with the state guard, with our border? What will you do as our governor, Deborah Medina?
Well, the biggest thing we have to understand is the importance of private property ownership to a free and prosperous people. We don't own property in Texas. We don't own our homes. We don't own our businesses. And the property owners along the border are being run over by trespass every day. We've got to understand.
That's right. We don't own it. We pay a rent on it. Go ahead.
We've got to understand the importance of private property ownership. That means eliminating property tax in Texas, finding another way to fund school and local government. We've got to...
Yeah, government's too big. I mean, we built this country without all these taxes.
That's right. And it's a little bit of a scary thing for people to try to go through such a dramatic change. But if we're going to be a free and prosperous people, we've got to be able to keep what we're working for. We've got to be able to own our lands. We've got to eliminate property tax in Texas, eliminate all property tax in Texas. Recognize the importance of private property ownership, whether you own property up in the DFW area where they're trying to do stuff with the Barnett Shale and eminent domain abuse, or whether you own property along the Trans-Texas Corridor route and they're trying to abuse it there, or whether you own property along the Texas border. And it's
what about federal unfunded mandates? That's what's bankrupting us.
Well, the federal government has limited authority. Article 1, Section 8, Texas has drawn a line in the sand. Nothing outside of Article 1, Section 8. We need to stand up and interpose and nullify against all overreaching federal authority. And we need to begin to weed out and push the federal government out of all of the many areas of Texas that it is currently in. I think the EPA ought to come into our sights first and foremost. They are interfering in ag and energy and manufacturing.
And they can't even get Congress to pass laws. They are lawless even at the federal level.
Right, right. And so we have to have a governor at a bully pulpit getting the EPA out of the state, but also rallying the Texas Attorney General and the Comptroller to stand strong. I talked in the debate about keeping our fuel tax dollars in Texas. This notion that we send it to Washington and hope we get 92 cents back for every dollar we send up there, why don't we just keep it here, let them know they have no authority? Those are fuel tax dollars raised in Texas, and Texas will keep those dollars. And Texas.
Amazing. You've got to be our governor. MedinaForTexas.com, Medina for Governor. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, MedinaForTexas.com. We've got to get you for governor. You've got a chance to win. You're winning in all the polls. You're surging in your overall numbers. People have to call their friends, their family, call talk radio. I'm hearing talk radio is on fire with you. Folks, we have a chance, and this will send a message nationwide. I have a question here from Twitter. If elected, would you continue to speak out against the New World Order?
Absolutely.
So the Deborah Medina we hear today will be the Deborah Medina we get if you're governor.
I think we were just talking about that as I was coming back from Crane. I was telling my coordinator that, gosh, I feel like I've given this same message, you know, I don't know how many times now, thousands of times all around Texas for a year. And she said, you know, but I keep hearing that's what people love. You stay on message. You're not changing your tone depending on the audience you're in front of. This is about freedom and prosperity, and I'm going to fight for these things that I've been talking about for years and on this campaign trail for the past year now. We're going to win this race. We need help. We need all hands on deck. Start knocking on doors. Make sure your friends go vote. Don't just take their word for it. Check the voter roll. Make sure that they actually
absolutely. But Deborah, quickly, because we're almost out of time. Bottom line, your definition of the New World Order, what America faces. What is the New World Order? Why do you want to end the Fed?
Well, Alex, in 30 seconds, the Fed is manipulating our monetary supply, which undermines our whole free market economic system. We've got to get rid of the Fed, but that's a federal issue. There are things we can do in Texas to secure the Texas economy, to protect the Texas economy from the crumbling dollar and from the manipulation of that central planner called the Federal Reserve System. Lots of opportunity here for freedom and prosperity. Visit MedinaForTexas.com. Talk to your friends. Make online contributions. Get on Facebook. But most of all, make sure you get out to vote beginning on February 16th and make sure your neighbors are voting.
That's when the early voting begins. I want to move quickly now to calls. But before we do that, anything else you want to add about where you stand? I love how you called Perry out for passing the state business tax, really an income tax.
Well, I'll tell you, there were so many things. I was just flabbergasted that he stood strong on believing that ordering us to inject our daughters with Gardasil was something he would do again.
Which they admit is killing people. They admit it doesn't even protect you and kills people. And you're a nurse. You know that.
And exactly. And he's saying it was a good decision. This last week, he's again interfering in that most sacred of all relationships between parents and their children, saying if your kid's not in school, I don't think they should be able to get a driver's license. You know, one has nothing to do with the other. That's the parents' call as to whether or not they'd like that child to apply for a driver's license. And if they pass the test and meet the standards, then they ought to be able to get a license. That's not the governor's call. He continues to meddle in the relationship between parents and children. He stood strong on his use of the corporate slush funds and the Texas Technology and Emerging Technology and Enterprise Funds. He thinks it's perfectly legitimate for him to take your money and give it to businesses in Texas that may or may not produce jobs. Most of them have not produced jobs.
That's right. They exempt all the big globalists. Deborah, you've got to be our governor. Folks, get behind her. She is the real McCoy, the bona fide. Let's talk to Randy in Texas. Quick call, quick comment. Go ahead, Randy.
Hello, Alex, and hello, Governor Medina. That might be a little premature.
Hi, Randy.
I have two questions for you. Okay. Number one, do you think it would be a good idea for the voters to know that Perry and Hutchinson are both members of the Bilderberg Group? And second, will you come on InfoWars after you're elected for a State of the State report every month?
I'd be happy to come on InfoWars to give a report, and I think it's pretty widely reputed out there that both are members of Bilderberg. I don't know in the
Dallas Morning News.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't know in the general public how many people are aware of that, but certainly those that are paying attention understand that agenda.
They're the ones. Well, hold on. I mean, they're the ones grabbing our energy and jacking up our prices. They're the ones.
And messing with our monetary supply and creating the corporate welfare scheme and the industrial, military-industrial complex. I mean, it just goes on and on.
We're almost out of time, Deborah, not to interrupt.
Republic.
Absolutely. Thank you, Randy. Miguel in Texas, quick question.
How you doing, Alex? And good afternoon, Ms. Deborah Medina. I have a question. I have a PR firm here in Dallas, and I work with an immigration lawyer, and she is so adamant about females in the politics and all. She ran for 99 elections here in Dallas, Texas. And what are you doing to break to shadow, the left and right paradigm? Because it seems that's what's more, it's being detrimental for the movement. I've never really heard her asking me about political views, but she's not in the left and right paradigm, but she would vote for you. And now she's like, well, I have to go for Rick Perry because if not, Hutchinson is going to be there. I think that one of the things that you have to really fight for is so it wouldn't be a reoccurring election like we had in 2000 with Al Gore.
Well, hey, Miguel, I appreciate your call, but justice be done, may the heavens fall. There's no difference if we get Perry or if we get Hutchinson or we get a Democrat. The only real candidate is Deborah Medina. Deborah, closing comment here in the last minute of the show.
We absolutely can win this thing, Alex, and I think that Texans all over this state are energized. They're turning out in bigger numbers. You're absolutely right. There's not a hair's difference between the political views of Kay Hutchison and Rick Perry. They are both big government ideologues. They believe that they need to run and direct every aspect.
The government's gotten bigger under both of them. I mean, it's a fraud. They're not conservatives.
Even in the first quarter of this fiscal year, October, November, and December, the spending within the Texas executive branch, the branch of our government that is directly under Rick Perry's purview, has increased 13.5%. Double-digit spending increases in government on his watch while he's telling everybody else to buckle down. He will drive us to destruction as a state and as a nation on the path that we're on because it's bigger and bigger government. People have to keep the product of their labor. They have to keep what they're working for, or we
absolutely
will become the Soviet Union, rich in natural resources with men and women who have no desire to work because their dreams have been stolen and everything that they work for is being plundered by the government. We must restore a respect for private property, eliminate property tax in Texas, stand sovereign as a state, rejecting all illegal federal action, and secure
Deborah,
our borders so we have a healthy immigration
We're process. Out of time. MedinaForTexas.com. Deborah Medina, I'm voting for you. God bless you. We'll see you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. God bless you all. InfoWars.com.
Thanks, Alex.